mornings on the 50s. The Lord and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
I heard from John and Jane. They wanted to get a Brian Bellbuster for their neighbor. I think that their neighbor Patrick's dog might poop in their yard occasionally because they wanted to let him know to pick up some of the poop in his yard. So I called him.
Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Patrick?
Yep, this is Patrick.
Hi, Patrick. Buck Laughlin from Town Hall here.
Hi there. How's it going?
We saw that you just renewed your dog licenses, and we appreciate that.
Yep.
You got a couple of dogs there?
Yeah, I got two. I've got Trevor and Wesley.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Well, we also see that you checked the box to participate in this new pilot program we have here in town. It's a good eco-grant for the town, so we appreciate you checking that box, but we're going to need you to come downtown and pick up your bucket for that, okay?
Sorry, I'm not sure if you've got the right... I don't think I signed up for any programs.
Yeah, there was a box right at the bottom of the dog license. You were one of the people who checked the box, so this is great. We have this new pilot program in town called Poop for Our Planet, and you'll just need to come down and get your bucket so you can start collecting your dog's poop in it.
What is this again? So I'm collecting poop?
We're going to collect them in buckets, and then hopefully this is going to work out. We're making a biogenic fuel out of all of the animal waste in town. You know, it's a right to farm. We got cow poop, we got dog poop, and then it's going to run this biogas generator that we have. And if it works, it could be really big for the town, you know, so we appreciate your participation.
Okay. So what would I need to do with this bucket?
Well, you take the bucket, you collect, you know, no bags, just the poop, and then every month we'll send the DPW around in the number 2 dump truck, and ironically enough, and they'll pick up everyone's buckets and bring it down where the biogenic fuel is being made.
You know, as amusing as this seems, and it seems like it's going to be good for the planet, but I have 2 Great Danes.
Ooh.
And they poop a lot, and I don't think that I'm willing to pick that up and keep it in a bucket for... How long was that?
Well, every month. We provide a deodorizer that you can hang right near the bucket. It's actually in the shape of the town seal. They're really nice, and they're yeah. You know, they smell pretty good.
I don't know, man. That sounds a bit much. I mean, even with a deodorizer, I mean, I don't want my garage smelling like flowers and dog shit.
Yeah, well, this is good for the planet, though, and it's also good for the town if we get this grant. It could really reduce your tax base, you know? It could really help out.
I mean, I hear you. I hear you, and I want to do good things for the planet, but I think that this might be a bit much.
Well, and we'll provide you with a sign for your lawn that says, "Ask me about my dog poop." And that also...
Yeah, I really don't know, man. That sounds like a bit much. I really don't want my neighbors asking me about my dog poop, but thank you. Thank you. I think I must have signed up on accident, and I can only imagine this is tough to get people to do this. But
yeah, that's why we really appreciate you checking that box, so thank you. I mean, the cow farmers are pretty happy. They're looking to get rid of that shit, let me tell you.
I just don't think it's going to work out because I have 2 Great Danes, like I said. If you'd seen their poop, they probably would fill these buckets in like 2-3 days. I'm going to have an overflow of a bucket that's just... in my garage till the end of the month. I really don't think I'll be able to. Sorry.
Okay, well, you know, your neighbors John and Jane said you'd probably want to participate in this program, too.
Sorry? John and Jane?
Yeah, your next-door neighbors?
Yeah. How do you know about my neighbors?
Well, they actually contacted me. This is Brian Bell from the Lorna Wally Show. This is a Brian Bellbuster, Patrick.
Oh, no way. Oh, my God. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, your neighbors wanted to say happy birthday, and also, look out for those big piles of poop in the yard.
All right. Okay, message received. I'll clean those up.
Don't worry. You don't have to keep them.
Yeah, I won't keep them in a bucket. I'll throw them in the trash.
Thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show. Happy birthday, and have a great day, Patrick.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Oh, man.
When you told him who it was, I'm surprised he didn't say no.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.